Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Shirley Shepherd. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm actually Shirley Shepherd. You guys, I'd never done this before, but I got to rock that opening again. Let me see if I know how to push this little button here. Let me see if I can do it. There we go. Woo! Just one more time. Makes me feel important. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host. Looking for my give a fuck, you know. Looking for my give a fuck, you know. Looking for my give a fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Oh, now I'm like, oh, I'm sure I can't get it together. Okay. Thank God I have an opening now. But good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you get an opportunity to listen to my show. You know, there's so much to talk about today. There's lots to talk about. But I just don't know where to start. So let me do something I've never done before. We already started that, right? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Mary will be my guest on the show, but Mary Hopkins, and you know, she has her own show, Blog Talk Radio. Mary had a little cancer that went away, came back, went back, and now it's gone and back, and who knows? Whatever the case may be, the discussion and the reality of what she has experienced, not just with cancer, with life in general. It depends on whatever topic we end up with, because I have 59 minutes today. What was I going to talk about today? I don't really know. Yes, I do. This would be some heavy stuff I'm going to bring up. And again, I'm glad that Mary has decided to be a part of the show, because sometimes it gets heavy, and it's nice to have someone that's familiar with how this Blog Talk Radio thing works. They can just kind of come in and chime in and say, hey, you know, it's very helpful, believe it or not. Wow. I had an opportunity for the last 50 minutes sitting with my mom, watching the Boys to Men, you know, the Something Behind the Music or something, Boys to Men. And it was amazing. Mother, even though I'm in her, this would be considered her office, but she's allowed me to, you know, live in it. Unless I don't pay rent or get smart, I'd be put out often. They'll be like, you know, eviction immediately. What do they call the people that don't, squatter, right? But no. And she came in and she said, we were, you know, it was on, and it's very strange. Our family, a lot of times we do our socialization at the door. We never, you know, the doorway. It's so strange. And even when I talk to mom, a lot of times I'm in her doorway, or, you know, it's always this doorway. I don't know what that means. But what I found out, like at work, when people were in the doorway, it just, I didn't feel I was welcoming them in. So I'm like, come on in. You don't have to talk in the doorway. I have no idea. But for 100 years, mother was always in the doorway of her house and her office. But she was in the doorway. Today she said, you know, I'm going to come and sit down and watch this. You know, don't understand, I'm preparing for the show. And if you guys don't know anything about the show, there's little things you have to do, little lot of things. And I watched a show with her, and I was able to not only prepare for this show, I scheduled a couple more shows up, so, you know, which is kind of cool, which is unheard of for me. And we... Boyz II Men's music just brings up different things in all different people, I'm sure. There's so much here. It's like, first of all, a group that has been able to transcend and whatever their music through different generations. But one thing my mom and I can agree, there's that one song, We Don't Ever Talk Anymore. I'm trying to sing. Stop it, everyone. No, 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 yeah. Okay, okay. Y'all get, what is that song? Why, something that water go dry or whatever. And I love the song. I see Mary's hands up. She can already talk shit. But, and we both loved that song and didn't realize we loved it. And then it was so funny. She's like, I don't like watching these shows because it shows at the end that it's sad. You know, I'm like, no, it shows how this industry really is. And Boyz II Men, you know, they really were able to make it through. So that was like up until 3 minutes before my show. And that's how I begin this show, with having that opportunity to sit with mom in this little teeny bed and the dog being all up in the mix. And reminiscing. And, for the family that's listening, I open the shades because we have a beautiful view in this room. And it's been a while since mom has had color in her face. And she looked healthy. And she looks very healthy. And that was cool. She was no longer this grayish pale. Even though she's very light, it had a tone to it that I hadn't seen in a long time, guys. That's important to me. Looking for my give a fuck, you know? Looking for my give a fuck. That will be something I'll never forget. Music is an important thing. Sharing time, sharing moment, sharing space is the bigger thing. Seeing life and people when they look before that. So, what I mean by life, like right now, I'm going through so much. If my friends or family were to see me, they're like, dang, where is your life, girl? Because I'm. But to see her like blossom back to pace, place and space where she is, and also witnessing when someone says the word, the C word, mentally and physically, something happens to a lot of people. It destroys us. Well, I've seen it. I don't know, how does that thing have so much energy? How does it have so much power? I don't know. But I will remind everyone, should I have a disease and they're like, you're not going to recover, I want to, what do I want? Scarface, cocaine, in face, psh, down, done, boom. I don't give two fucks talking about that's not good. Being told you're not going to live ain't good either. Anyway, so we'll talk about some other things. I'm putting Mary on the line. You know, just those moments. Just those moments. I do want to say something else really fast before I bring Mary in, because who knows what the hell we're going to talk about. I'm 57 years of age. I'll be 58. And, I was talking to a friend of mine, of course, Mr. King, Jay King, and he said, Shirley, we're the old ones. But we said it with honor. He said it with respect of aging and still giving what we have to give to others. And I realized something, that there's this thing when I was younger, favor in the world. I'm like, fuck favor. I don't know what that means. Shit. excuse my language. No, don't excuse it. It's what it is. I'm like, I don't think what's favor about? What's having connections to help others about? What is the meaning of a true referral? What it? And I want people that believe that money is everything. Show me or tell me how money has been the most powerful and positive tool in this world. I was at a friend of mine on Friday, and I was being a smart ass. And because when you're sitting at court, there's these long halls and they just look really miserable. And we were saying something about money, and I was saying, you know, something like, I want to make a move, or I want to do this and that. And the person said to me, well, your salary, you should never do that. You know, and I'm thinking, oh my God. Please forgive me. But I said, well, just like your Jesus, he walked down the street and his energy told people what he needed. He didn't have to say help one. And she was like, oh my God. But it was true. If I'm doing what I love in my soul, in my purpose, people will give me what I need, for it will be given. Whether a lot of people that are Christians saying, Shirley, I don't believe in energy. I get that. I got all that. But when I put a dollar before my heart, my soul, I have been misled to riches. I've also been misled to what I have gone through, not just for me, but for others. And how when I give a referral of a friend or a family member, you are getting 57 years of my life, and I trust to it you will do, you said, as for the reason for the referral. See, I realize I might not have $1.52. I think I got 52 cents. But I have referral power because I have lived through it. I'm not giving you favor unless you deserve it, because that's my dollars in this world. That's my dollars and cents, my word. You know, so when people refer you to jobs, or people are like, she don't help me out, probably because you act a fool. And I'm not putting I work too god darn hard to put my name on something, you go and fuck it off. I don't think the new generation understands that, but I do. So we got to focus if you want. I don't care what you do. I mean, I know one thing. Today, I experienced more riches being with my mom and my dog in this really small little space than I did with $100,000 being granted to me for whatever reason. Yesterday, when there was an issue at hand, I have favor to be able to call Mr. King. That's favor. Keep that in mind. All right, well, I'm going to bring this white girl in. Who'll be blacker than me sometime. Wait, before I bring her in, I was talking to her yesterday and she was smacking on the phone. What? I was like, oh, hell to the gnaw. Anyway, let's see what we're going to talk about. I'm going to bring her in. Hold on, you guys. Again, welcome Mary Hopkins. Hey, homegirl, you are on the line. Are you on the show? However the damn thing works.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. But I'm good.
You know, being that I don't really have a topic or purpose today on this show, let's talk about what we shared last night. And allow me to intro that, because you're like, we talked about a lot. But
we talked about a lot. So
yeah, we did.
Exactly,
I know, right?
What exactly
hey,
are
don't
you
worry.
Talking about?
I'm going to put you in a good – I would never put you in a bad light. Uh-oh, my dog. Welcome to my world. Okay, can you hear
who's
the dog barking? The dog
your
never
favorite?
Barks.
Yes. Who's your favorite from New Edition?
New Edition or Boyz II Men? I'm sorry, if I said New Edition, it was Boyz
II
Men.
It's about the New Edition, Boyz II Men, that's –
To be honest, I didn't have like an individual, you know, person. I just liked them all together. And then with New Edition, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was very into white music. So even when New Edition came out, I thought they were, I think the song I like was like, Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. Try to call my baby's number. That song, that was my favorite song.
Wow.
What? That right? That was like my favorite song.
Wow.
And boy, you jealous because I knew the words.
Actually, you didn't know the correct words, but I'll let you slide. When I dial
that's
my
right.
baby's
when I
number,
call,
I get
oh, when I dial my baby's
time.
Number, I get it quick. Where right? Yeah, I was close, goddammit, but I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something I do. but more importantly is when I hear Boyz II Men's music in the totality of whatever, it just warms my soul. In fact, I can't wait to listen to it again. I forgot how their music, for whatever reason, just moves me into a place of either crying or just feel good. It's just ridiculous. Not bad crying, but just like, crying, you know, it's amazing. But I want to talk about you for a minute because I think this is going to help a few people that are making new adjustments ever since COVID is officially over now. And a lot of my friends have to move and make, you know, do things in California because whether they were a part of the protective COVID, whatever, with rent or whatever the case may be, these apartment or land owners, whatever, are hiking up. You know, what was $1,100 is now $300,000. It's ridiculous. So I'm don't worry, I'm getting there. So what's happening is that my friends who are my age, maybe younger, older, whatever, are embarking on new adventures. And you know, some of them are scared, others are not. So we're going to talk about Mary that a year ago, I think it's been a year, right, since you've moved to
mm-hmm.
where you are.
Yep.
Mary, we talk about a year. A year goes by pretty fast. And again, she's going to be able to really share some insight. But what I'm trying to share is this. She went, she saw, she partaked, and where do you go? And it's very important that you set you start something new, but you get caught up in shit you did that was old, that you kind of didn't want to do again, maybe, like just get caught up in bullshit, right? And then you get these jobs and then this ego thing with jobs because people are trying to fuck you off and you're like, no, you're not going to fuck me off. And so you get all discombobulated. And ultimately, when it's time to make a move possibly or when it's time to readjust, to survive, it gets cloudy. Opinion, you start feeling like you're sitting and sinking in molasses, whatever it is.
Molasses.
So I'm going to give, whatever, okay? White folks always trying to correct black people. That's why. You know, that's why white folks ain't right. No. You have to understand, you guys. This is how we do. But I would like her to, let's just talk about it. Because it went from work to family to relationships to now where. And maybe we can talk and give some insight as to where you go when you're stuck in a little bit of mud. So I don't know how much you want to share, but I would love for you to share a lot, but it's up to you.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that you would love for me to share a lot of my such an entertaining life that I live in Huntsville, Alabama. We're not going to share a whole lot. I mean, you know, in a year that I've been here in this area, and I kind of knew that it was a part of me that knew that this was going to happen because it's not like I haven't tried to live down here before because, my sister was down here, and at the time my mother was, when she was still living, she was here. So just as a backstory of why, you know, Huntsville, Alabama. Excuse me. But when I first got here, I was like, oh, my God, this is the – what did I call this? The land of the what did I call it, Cheryl?
I have no idea. I just – the fact that you were there, I just called it complete hell.
No,
it's not,
I mean,
really what you called it, which is a lower level. I mean, it's a slower pace. Remember, you came – tell them where you came from. And it's just that it was a slower
pace. Oh, the land of low expectations. That's what it was.
That's even worse.
I was living in the land of low expectations. I have just found it to find decent employment. And when I say decent employment, I mean – a place where you go to work, you do your job, and you go home. There's no time for gossip, there's no time for anything but work, which is where I come from. I come from New York. I came from the D.C. area. There's no time for gossip. You don't have time to sit around and talk to your friends and talk about what your mama did and your daddy did and who this one's doing and who that one's doing. There's no time for that because you're too busy. Out here, oh, they have so much time on their hands. They just don't know what to do with it. So what do? They cause fucking chaos. And it's just not something I'm used to. It's not an environment from a professional standpoint that I am used to being in. So I have found it pretty challenging, although I'm a well-educated, intelligent person. And it's very easy to get sucked into that shit. I'm 49. Mm-hmm. I'll be 50 in August. It's real easy to revert back to when I was a teenager or when I was in my early 20s. Excuse me. And I think that when you don't keep yourself occupied and busy with things that are more positive, I think for me, just the way that I grew up, situation is different, but the way that I grew up in the streets, and it's very easy for me to go back to that. And I say that because even though I'm 49 and I know better, it's a comfortable yet uncomfortable memory lane, I guess. Like, okay, well, if I go back to that, I'm young again, right? Maybe that's, oh, my God, I just had a revelation.
Okay, look, we didn't ask you to have no goddamn epiphany.
Well, bitch, what you want to talk about then?
No, I'm just joking, but wait a minute. We are going to talk about that. All of a sudden, she on my show with an epiphany, but you want to keep that because as we spoke yesterday, I just want to keep it kind of moving here. As we spoke yesterday, you are at a place now where you're just at, you're at that ready, set, go. And now that you were just talking about the epiphany that you were having, like, wait a minute, maybe this takes me back or this allows me to act a particular way, because we talked about your employment status and so on and so on and so forth. Even with what you just figured out right now, what do you do? How do you – it's one thing to talk, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get out, but how – I mean, how are you going to – or what does it feel like trying to truly pull yourself up and say, I got to get out of here? Compared to, epiphany, maybe. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think the epiphany is a part of it, right? Because I just said, like, wow, I don't, how did I get here? How am I 49? How am I about to be 50? What does that look like? Am I supposed to be at a different maturity level? Am I supposed to not want to be young? Am I supposed to, did I have X, Y, and Z, and I don't have X, Y, and Z? Where am I supposed to be at in my life? At 49, right? That's really, honestly, truly a part of what, you know, I don't feel 49. I feel like I'm 25. And I want to act like I'm 25, but bitch, I can't act like I'm 25 because guess what? I'm 49.
Wait, go ahead and act like you're 25. You could do what you want. Let me see your ass run a half a block. That'll remind your ass.
I can run a whole block.
Okay. Well, then you're luckier than most. So now that this has moved into a really good place, if you were to tell, you know, people that may be listening, like, I realize where I'm at, and I'm at this place where I have to make a decision. So what's your decision? Getting another job in that neighborhood, moving, sitting back and thinking about what you just came up with, hey, you know, what's going on with me? Why am I so afraid? And we'll have a show about getting older because, I mean, I went through that too, but ultimately you're going to get older. And it just depends on how, you know, you deal with it. And more of, like, your mind, you can still be young at heart. You just have to be really careful. Like, I was walking. Mother has 13 steps. I think I'm going to need a knee replacement, just so you know. But I swear I was 25. Anyway, so I'm just asking really quick. Now that you found this moment, how do you believe you will be able to start moving forward? What would be the first thing you would do?
You got me. I'ma let the shit flow. Just like, I mean, you,
well,
know, that's just,
yes.
I've been,
no, wait, we could just stop there.
Year.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
This is what I'm getting at. Some of these things don't have explanations. Some of these don't have ready, set, go. Some of these things just happen, and they sit, and they're heavy. But you can't sit forever, because then that puts you in another, you know, place and space. But I think what we're talking about is awareness. You're like, oh, shit. And you can sit with awareness as long as you need to. Because once you're in awareness, there's no more excuses. That's fucked up. You can't blame anybody when you're in awareness. And so, therefore, once you're in that space and place, and I don't know how it works, but when I'm in awareness, and like what you're doing is, you think that you're going to sit for a while, but once you've opened up the, you know, the floodgates of awareness, and I believe whatever you believe in will move you towards, maybe, if you listen and hear, a better or a new circumstances, which will lead you to new lessons. Being that life is a goddamn lesson. I'm going to write a book. It's going to be called Lessons. You open the book and there's no page. There's nothing on the pages.
You mean you're going to create a journal?
That's it. It just, I don't give a fuck. If you ain't got nothing in it, that means you weren't aware of the lessons. If you don't add something to it, if you add something to it, you can, I don't know, but lessons, they just keep coming and coming and coming. That would be the whole, that would be the whole premise of the book. But now that, how do you feel now that there's this awareness that there could possibly be a connection? I mean, how do you feel about sitting in that and working through that? Like you said, you're perfectly honest. I don't really fucking know. But does it feel good not to have all the answers?
I can't say that it feels good or it feels bad. It just is what it is. I mean, I don't have all the answers. You know, I'm trying to figure it out just like everybody else is from day to day.
A lot of people don't necessarily do it day to day. They're like, well, I'll just get a new job. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll change the circumstances, not realizing that sometimes the circumstances, whatever, could be in your head. And that's where the adjustments. But most people I know will get up, get a new job, get a new this, get a new that, a new town, a new this, and then look back and say, this is not fun. What's going on? I think the lesson that life that I've experienced, when I get hit with something, when I was younger, when I would get hit with something really heavy, I mean, I would think, oh, my God, I'm just going to lay and just be depressed. And it's like, well, whenever you're over your depression, right? It's like whenever you're over your depression, we got to keep moving. So that doesn't work anymore. The other thing is we have so many help books and do this and do that, jump rope 10 times, do this, run around the corner. No. Sit with it. You know what? I don't know. Mary, you stay right there because we're going to change a different topic because there's a reason why. Everything that's coming to my soul, I know this sounds crazy, I'm going to talk about. So in closing, not necessarily closing with you, Mary, we're going to talk about what you just figured out, and we're going to talk about those fears and talk about those things, and I think you'll be fine. I know you'll be fine, but I love how you put out there, shit, you know, getting older, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? This is really, really great because there's a lot of people that may be doing the same thing. So you guys, by the way, she will – talk about her show a little later, but she does have a show. What time is your show? 11 o'clock?
11
Mary,
a.m.
when is
Pacific
your show?
Standard Time.
Okay, so 11
a.m.
PST. But, yeah. So 11 o'clock
not
California, how that works. But anyway, we're going to talk about some other things because it just hit me. What I wanted to, before I move on, I love to use poor Mary, but myself too, to let everyone know we are human. I don't have no answers to what the fuck's going on. I'm just telling you what's going on. You know what I mean? And you can like or dislike me. I don't really care. But the fact that we're just trying to figure it out. Please be careful listening to people that are telling you what you should or should not do. I mean, that's the problem. It was so funny. I do have to say this. When I used to start working on the internet doing research, I would go in, I'd get the stuff, and I'd be done within 20, 20, 30 minutes. Now you research something, you go, you get so caught up in the rat, what is it, the rabbit hole. It takes forever,
yeah.
And you end up not. Yeah, it's just crazy. There, it's out there for you not to make decisions. You know, it's so tough.
It is,
but
and I'm glad that you said that. Hold on, Charlotte, real quick. I'm glad that
sure.
you said that. The, you could be scrolling through the internet on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever your taste for the day is. There are so many people with so many opinions that are giving life advice or being life coaches on their own,
mm-hmm.
on their own podcast, just like we're doing right now.
We're not giving advice. No, don't get it twisted. I
we're
am
not
giving, no.
well,
please.
We may not be
no.
giving advice, but we are sharing our life experiences, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah. But a lot of people are doing that for money-making and all that, but go ahead.
But there's so much information out there that
yeah,
what you just said was true and correct. I think that people feel like they're being pulled in some, I can relate to this. Oh, I can relate to that. I can relate to this. I can
mm-hmm.
relate to that. I can. Okay, but now what the mm-hmm. fuck am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking at this shit. Because,
you know, it's a part of society. I know, it's a part of society. I know, it's
and we're not making decisions. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think that we're making decisions based on what we know. I think that when you get lost in that stuff, you make decisions based on how you think everybody else thinks or this person thinks that you should respond or react. There's no individuality anymore.
Maybe. I mean, I really don't know, but the only thing I know is my own experience when I do legal research, when I would go in and I was looking for the elements for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it came up, I was done, the research assignment memo was drafted and given it to my attorney. If I were to do that now, I would have so many different elements with AI jumping in and popping in that by the time I did the memo would be, well, these are the elements, but then these are the elements. In China, these are the elements. In AI, these are the elements. So ultimately what happens is I never get to give my, whoever I'm working for, the proper answer, the full answer. So
yeah, nothing
if everyone's walking around, right. If everyone's going around looking for different things to figure out how to put themselves together, good luck. I would be fired if I didn't have the foundation of the law so that when I start researching online, I know when to stop. Most people now are of age where they've never been without the internet, and so they believe the internet. Now, there are some things we take. You know, to be honest, I don't know what you do about the internet. Good fucking luck. One thing I will say about this show is not about telling anyone what to do. It's about my life, some things I'm sharing, we're sharing, and good the fuck luck. This whole show is about, listen, figure it the fuck out. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. Look for something that, you know, that you give a fuck about. Maybe that's a start. I'm not going to tell people how or what they should or should not do. But there is one thing everyone should do. I will say this, not tell people, but everyone sit your ass down for a second. I'm not going to tell everyone what to do, but, I am going to tell you what to do. Sit down. Just sit the fuck down. Remember when you get in trouble by your parents and, you know, and they would say, sit the fuck down, and you'd be mad as, you know, turkey grease. And then, don't get the corner going. But you would focus on what you did wrong. So the next time you did it, you would know, you know, that you were going to have to sit in the corner or get your butt whooped. But, you know, you had to sit the fuck down and think about why you sitting the fuck down. We all need to sit down. And like this morning with my mommy, sit down and enjoy stuff. Okay, so... We'll get back to you in social media. I feel sorry for people who believe in that. But there is this show's also for my family on the East Coast because I love them so much. And every time I do a show, I get these things that just have to be said. I, for some reason, just thought about my cousin Lee Day, who's an incredible chef. All my family, they can just cook. I mean, I can't, I don't know. I think sometimes they wonder if I'm a part of the family. But I remember he came to Los Angeles and he made, I know you're like, Mary, what does this have to do with anything? I fucking don't know, but it's my show. Anyway, he sauteed these mushrooms and he just did some shit. And I was like, I hate mushrooms. He looked at me, I don't care. He sauteed a potted and not dated and I've never had mushrooms that taste so good in my life. Why am I thinking about that? It was just a special time. It's like I quit to say what I did not like. And he was like, well, I'm just going to do me. And he was cooking that. And I wish he would do it again because that was the only time I ate mushrooms. What I'm saying is I watch my family. I watch them hard. Oh, my God. Went to his house. He's still in Brooklyn, yeah. The pots and pans. I'm like, why are these goddamn pots and pans hanging up? You know, this is ridiculous. Why is the milk outside on the, you know, ledge? What kind of ghetto shit is this? Let me get the milk off the ledge. Yes, it was all ignorant. Not realizing that every one of those pots probably had something to do or whatever, making a particular flavor. I was so busy talking about what I'm, you know, not going to do or not whatever. I now appreciate the different seasonings and the manner in which my cousin Yvonne, I call her Bonnie, and Ansa, and Lee J, Curtis and Cotter, they're my cousins. When they barbecue, I've never seen niggas can barbecue left, right hand in a beer and just keep talking, keep shit going. I've never seen no shit like that. I mean, I'm allergic to fish, but watching my family go fishing and talk shit and hearing, listening to my cousin Curtis's deep voice, girl, he's fine too. I'm going to tell you right now. He's fine. You can't have him, though, Mary. He's fine. Everyone in my family is gorgeous. I mean, really. I ain't telling you. She's a hoe. I mean, a nice person. But I'm telling you, not to mention mother.
Did you call me a hoe?
Yeah, I'm a hoe. I'm, you know, just in a nice way. No, I'm not telling you where he is because you do not get to visit with him. No, he's absolutely gorgeous. He's just, and they're, you know, just forget it. I can't go there. Just amazing men. And then my mom cooking. But I never looked at her like being a quote-unquote cook because she did magical things for 11 children when I was in the junior high, elementary school, whatever the case may be. But then I went back to when we lived in Seattle, Washington for a short period of time. And I can now remember she would make her own dough breads and stuff like that, and she would twist the breads and do all this crazy shit. Every night we'd have homemade bread, and in the morning we'd have different types of pastries or whatever. And it's like, why am I seeing that now? Maybe I missed it before. It's those little things that social media cannot feed into you. AA cannot get in your soul. I mean, AI cannot get in your soul and take away those beautiful thoughts. There's another thought, and this may or may not go anywhere. Again, it's my show. Lee J, my grandma, Grandma Shirley, she used to iron. And when I saw Lee J not too long ago in New York, we were walking, and we were talking about Grandma Shirley, and he said, I love the smell of starch. I was like, I hate the smell of the starch. It's so funny how he probably still irons on the weekends or whatever, because that brings that, like me and the mushrooms, that brings that closeness with him and Graham, so on and so forth. With starch, to me, I used to be so mad. Who knows why? In fact, I think at some point I was a little embarrassed my grams would like iron for the white people until I realized she was also ironing for the black people, and Todd would come, this guy I really liked. I told you, I'm the ho-ho. He was really young. I think, first grade, second grade, I had a crush on Todd. It's so embarrassing. But, you know, I would give him his clothes. But I think a lot of the times I was like mad that grams was always ironing. And, you know, I felt like, I think we are the first ancient Chinese secret. I'm sorry, but we were the first, you know, one of the dry cleaners, I guess. Why am I sharing that? I mean, because sometimes, like, with my mother sitting with me today, I didn't have to research that, and it felt good. And favoring her, like, hey, Shirley, thanks for the morning. When I share stuff with you, Mary, there's nothing that social media can do to top the foundation of us thinking about real shit. It's when you start looking after you found foundation, then you start looking for these other avenues to do what they called confirmation. There's no confirmation anymore on social media. There's confusimation. Mary, did I just make up a word?
You did.
Can you wear it? A confusination, but there's no confirmation. I know I have friends
that
are Christians, and they would say confusion. But I have some
confuse
Christians who truly
a nation. Yeah, confuse a nation, and that's exactly what
you said. Confuse a
nation.
Go ahead. I know.
Yeah, you said confuse a nation, which literally is like confuse a nation, and that's exactly what they don't want. We're all confused. We're all fucked up. Every last one of us.
Okay, so let me tell you how my mind thinks, because I know somebody is probably going to do it before me. First thing I do when I hear such a thing like that is I go and see if the domain name is available. If the domain name is available, I get the confuseanation.com, and for a year you get to have that domain name for $1, and then after that it becomes $17 in my world. And why do you do that? Wouldn't that be a great show to talk about what social media is doing? So I'm not going to look that up yet, because if there are people in my family that really want to pick this kind of stuff up, and even the younger ones, and want to really get some following and want to really have some substance, confuse a nation is cool. Now you got 18 minutes before I get off. Because if you don't get it, I'm going to jump on it. And then you will have to buy the domain name from me. And it will be so in demand, you will have to pay about $18,000. Is there something wrong with me, Mary?
There is. That was some straight up shit right there.
I mean, they're like, hey, y'all, I'm giving you 20 minutes to get it for a dollar. But, yeah, it is kind of confusing us and all that. But then again, it's so funny. Lee J and I have different memories of the same happening in Graham's house. That's why it's important, in my opinion, that the family talks to each other about their experiences.
And you hate the smell of starch, but he loves it.
Yes.
Same
if you bring me a can of starch, I'm going to fight
you. Same house, but two different.
Absolutely.
What is the word?
Shit, experiences. Are you for, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he just honors ironing and grams, and I'm like, I swear. And then my baby daddy, he was in a lifestyle that had to have creases and very, very nice shirts ironed. Now, please, let me, and I did not iron. I ironed by throwing it in the dryer. Thank you very much. And so he would spray the starch, and I'd be like, no. And I said, no. So I made him start taking his stuff to the cleaners. Even when I go into a cleaner to pick my stuff up, I'm like, no, to myself. But on the same token, as things are coming up, I remember going to Granny is actually my Aunt Joanne's husband's mom, and she lived not too far from my grandmother, right, and great-grandmother. And so Granny, I would always be in the kitchen sitting on something watching the happenings. I should have been watching her cook, right, because Granny can, Jesus Christ, everyone could cook with me. But Granny, I was just the little sissy. They called me sissy, and so Granny would just kind of have me sit just kind of with her, because I know I was going to get in trouble with all my cousins outside because I talked crap and I was still sissy. They were always having a fight. I have the biggest mouth, if you don't know. And they would always have to defend me somewhere. But more importantly, Granny would just talk to me, and I don't even remember what she said today, but there were always pots going, and there was always, oh, sissy, what you want? We had this private time. I didn't know that technically she wasn't my granny. You know, technically, I don't know how that works. But she was amazing. And then my grandmother or great-grandma would call for me to come home because it's Sioux City, Iowa. And then so I had the blessing of being with a granny and then walking two blocks. And my great-grandmother Mimi would be there, because if I was walking too slow, she'd come get me. And then my grams would be there ironing, but I'd be there. You can't social media that. I've told the story millions of times about my cousin, and she probably really, really hates it when I say it, but I have to share it. I mean, I've never seen, this is my cousin Yvonne, I've never seen 18 pots going at the same time, moving, talking, we having fun. And I'm just sitting there going, I wish I was a man. She had everything going, and then she had a cake. Talking about that Sunday dinner where we went over to the cousin's house and had a barbecue. I'm still in shock. I'm like, how are you doing this? But it wasn't wanting to learn how to do it. It was watching my cousin with her. It was like a symphony. When they cook, it's a symphony. It's beautiful. And I don't have cooking symphony ability at all. But to watch her, and then to watch my cousin take care of her significant other at the time. And, you know, I'm there visiting, made sure I was cool. And then we go see cousins and made sure that man had a cake. I don't know why I'm so upset about the cake. It was amazing. And she goes, oh, before we leave, I take the cake out the oven. And there's cake. I couldn't wait to get home. A beautiful thing. Aunt Joanne. I believe I belong to Aunt Joanne. And I'm saying this because Aunt Joanne has her nails and she's always beautiful. And, of course, I've said this on the show. She taught me how to make up my bed with wet fingernails. That's huge, right, Mary? She taught me. Are you there,
Mary?
She
taught you how to what? She taught you how to make your bed with wet fingernails.
Yes. Back in the day, they didn't have quick nail dry. I just said to you, back in the day, they did not have dry nails quickly. But Aunt Joanne would do her nails, and then we'd have to make up the bed or whatever. I helped her make up the bed, and I was like, I can't do this. What she was doing is teaching me how to work with nails, whether they were wet or not. And it was just so funny because she had just finished beautifully doing her nails. I'm thinking we're going to have to wait. And she goes, oh, no, we can make up the bed now together. It was just, again, it was the time I spent with her regarding something to me that has been the most important moment. You can't AI it. You can't, you know, social media it. Whether it's back assword or not, it doesn't matter. To this very day, I have wet nails, I can make up a bit because she taught me how to do that. I mean, these are things, and I'll let you, you know, talk about some of the things, I mean, you know, that changed your perspective on things. It's really, my cousins, Curtis and Cotter, no woman was ever good enough for him to this very day. That's all I got to say. We were very close. They tried to kill me. Curtis tried to kill me by giving me fish, telling me that it was a chicken, but he never did that again. I have another family side. That's the Bakers. They're probably the most beautiful family I've ever seen. It's my uncle's children and wife. Michael Baker worked with Prince people, you know, Jesse, I can't think of his name right now, but he was a part of the music scene in Minnesota because that's where they live. I have some of the most incredible family members who, whether they were from the street or, you know, sitting on top of Wall Street, they were all in. I kind of miss being home. It gets lonely in L.A., but don't get it twisted. If something happens, they get on a plane and get over here. Every family member has left something beautiful. Oh, she's funny. Everything. I can't even talk. Someone just sent me a text, and like, they're crazy. But the bottom line is this: if we sit back on a memory every single day, social media can't take us down a rat's hole. Like, no one loves us, no one cares, because they do. They really, really, really do. Now, when I think about my friendship, I have a friend, and I'm going all over the place again because it's my show. And I have advised people on a lot of stuff for many, many years. Some listen, most do not. this particular person, I haven't asked her if I can use her name, so I can't say it. Everything I ever told her to do that had some legal basis, she did it. Shocked the shit out of me. She never questioned my ability or my care for her. This last project we worked together, I did my legal stuff, and she's like, well, you know, I got to respond because there's these allegations here that I don't like. And I said, well, you know, those allegations and fighting that could really mess up our legal thing. She goes, I don't care. I'll respect what you do, and I'll write within that realm, but I have to stand my ground. I would never usually let anyone do that because sometimes feelings don't work well when it comes to the legal elements that have to be met in order to defend or accuse someone of something. She stood her ground, and so I never seen such a beautiful writing in my life. Honestly, when I was writing it, I felt that I was right in the conversation that these people were having that they were disagreeing about you know, at that time. If she ever second-guessed me, she never told me, and she's for real, so you know, she ain't got time to play. Anyway, and it worked out. It worked out. This contract conflict worked out. And one thing we both learned is when we were looking at what we were up against, we're like, this doesn't seem like the person that you initially, you know, worked with on this possible purchase of product. Come to find out, the person that was giving us a hard time was not the person she initially made the connection with. And when that person found out, they worked it out within 22 seconds, I can say. What am I saying about that? I've 35 years in the legal industry. I can't count more than maybe 3 or 4 people that believed in me and in themselves. And working with her, we have got out of a lot of shit. She trusted me. So AI, social media can't tell me what I'm worth, what I am, because this person is like shit. I mean, truly, truly, like, I trust you. I've seen what you do. We'll work with it. And let me put my 2 cents in. Let me do a little bit here because I have to because of my ego. And I was able to say, yes, you can do that. And we worked it out. Every time I want to lay down and feel bad because it's been a rough couple months, guys, I get a grand rising from this person. Again, going back to things that you're reminded of and the love and all that, sit your ass down and think. I actually, after the show, I want to lay down. I got some heavy shit to deal with tomorrow. And then I see a text from her. And nothing more than a person. There's not many that will trust you out, just completely trust you. She's not even blood. That's what means more than $2.50. A friend that she got 20 in Cash App, she lends me 10, I send her back 15 just to borrow 20 the next day. That is life. Thinking about my cousins, my family, seeing my mom's eyes and seeing life, and at one time fear of death brought me close to the mushroom sautés, VJ, and the aunt's laugh, and the Anna. Anna's one of my oldest cousins, one of the most beautiful women in the world. I always wanted to be like Anna. Her red nails, and she sat and controlled the place. Wait, maybe I'm like her. My cousin Yvonne. Probably the smartest person I ever met in my life this morning when I looked into my mom's eyes. That keeps me going. Even with tomorrow not being a good day for me, I'm being attacked professionally. We'll see. But I know, there's one other good thing about Grams. Grams must really be in the universe, Grandma Shirley. Todd, the cute guy, He tripped me in school, and I slid on ice, and I slid almost to my grandma's house on the ice, and I had a chipped tooth for about 400 years, and grandma picked me up from school. It was popcorn day, and grandma said, maybe we'll make popcorn, you know, come home. I don't even think she said that. I just said, Mom, Grandma, no, I want to say it's popcorn day. And we get home, and she said, now, I just don't want you to tell your mama, because let Grandma do that. My mouth was busted up, and I fucked up. But somehow, between the ironing and the Mimi and the stories, she made popcorn. And the thing is, there's no, what is that thing called, microwave back then? I don't even recall Grandma how she even made it. But she made sure that I had my popcorn day. Can't social media that. I have like 3 minutes. Sorry, Maria. We'll pick up on your show, but I have 3 minutes. Yesterday when I was talking to Jay King, he said, we're the old ones. You can decide how you want to get older. You can always have a young heart. But as your body starts to, whatever it's going to do, think about all the wonderful things you are able to experience. Today will never be forgotten. What I did for my friend last week and what we did together will never be forgotten. Hearing you, Mary, say, you know what, Shirley, I'm out here. I don't know what I'm going to do. And me saying, I don't know either, and putting you on the show. And you said, hey, wait a minute, maybe this is it. And we'll continue with that later. Remembering and loving my family, I don't think we sit around and say that much. We have a lot of white people in our family, too. Maybe it's that white shit. I'm just joking. I have in closing, I have 2 minutes. I have a cousin who is quite concerned with my conservativeness. And he shared with me, you know, I need you to see it wider. I need you to see all of it. I was angry when I got that email, and I said, okay. Because I didn't think he understood. I was talking to my mother about it this morning, too, not about the email, but just about the conservatives and the whatever those people are. And this is where this whole show started. What have they done for you, Shirley? And I said, Mom, I'm not going to go through that today. She said, how can you stand for something you don't even understand it? Do your research and come back and talk to me. Now, let me tell you something. That was right before she came and we watched The Good, you know, Boys to Men. So to Lee J, I apologize, even though you didn't know. I apologize for believing that you were just being mean to me when all you asked is I see the totality of whatever I'm believing in, instead of it just being a new movement or being tired of being a Democrat. As such, I announce today I'm going to be an independent, and I'm going to give a fuck, and I'm going to take everything in so that when I talk about something, I see all sides. It's more than just looking at Fox News and MSNBC and you know, and doing the compare contrast. Yeah, that's stupid. But when my mom asked me the history, I didn't know a damn thing. Moments in life, social media can't touch. Okay, you guys, I have 55 minutes. Mary, again, I want to say thank you. We plugged your show a million times, but again, it's Mary Had a Little Cancer, 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I also want to close this, you guys. I have a best friend that's on her way in town. Her dad's in the hospital. Her dad and her parents and my mom are best friends. It's heavy. Next week, I'll talk to you about how best friends become separated and then come together. And then we have to rebuild our relationship because her mother and father won't be here. And do we disconnect because we are mad at each other? That's why God's bringing them here today. Life is heavy. Mary, you asked, how do you live it? Just do it. Have favor. Okay, you guys, I love you. Bye. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.